Jinx and Sue podcast post show.
That is the best thing.
Number 46.
Jimmy Fallon has ever done.
I bet it's better than every episode of his soon to be late night show.
I thought that was the one that he says, talking about crazy cool medallions.
That's the end.
Talking about chest hair. Talking about crazy cool medallions.
Robin, do you have anything to add? No. No doubt.
Justin Timberlake is funny.
He actually is.
He's a funny guy. I hate that about him.
He is a performer.
I hate that he's actually talented, because I don't like his music.
I fucking love.
I know, but you're gay, so.
But he sings songs about chicks.
You pretend that they're about dicks.
Chicks, man.
Chicks, man.
It's Miley!
I hate the fact. Yeah, I hate the fact that he is that cool, like.
Yeah, yeah, I hate that he's a really good performer.
Kills me.
He's a fantastic comedian, and he's actually a pretty good actor, too. Yeah.
If he had a variety show, or like, if he had the show instead of Jimmy Fallon...
Like the Mickey Mouse Club.
If he had the show instead of Jimmy Fallon, I would totally watch that show.
Yes.
I'd have to, like, make an appointment for at
Do
least...
Do you know that Jimmy Fallon's house band is The Roots? House band is a real band.
What?
Yeah.
The Roots that broke up?
No, The Roots that are the band The
Roots.
Roots. Questlove.
They have the. I have their album where they say the N word a lot. On
yeah.
That one
oh,
song,
I thought you meant like
of their eight albums.
I thought you mean like Reading Rainbow and you know.
No, not the movie Roots. The band.
Oh wait.
The Roots.
The Color Purple sits in for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, Maya Angelou on lead vocals.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Black Eyed Whoopi. Black Eyed Oprah is.
Do they, like, go to commercial with Kumbaya, or what's going on? Like, spiritual?
There is a lesbian scene in that movie with, I believe, Oprah and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, God.
Do you realize
never
that?
Watched that movie.
Do you realize
what?
That?
Wait, what? What movie?
No, that can't be true. Uh-huh.
There is a part where...
That's what Ben movie? Horizon.
After Oprah,
who's going down on who?
No, after Oprah gets raped... And I think it's Whoopi who's like...
Does Whoopi teach her how to love?
She teaches her with her hands.
Does
how like, to feel good about sex.
How to double-click your mouse.
Yeah, not like you can, my friend. Put your mic up to that and do that. This is with one finger, internet. Only like 100 people are going to hear
That's
this.
That's what she said.
That doesn't make any sense. Like a machine. He's clicking
his Josh.
Mouse. With one
that
finger.
Is machine. It's a learning computer.
My internet finger is a learning CPU.
I'm talented with my hands. No, I play piano. It's
can you do that on a dick? Like, what can you do with that? Oh, I guess I know where you would do that. Never mind.
Did I not just cover?
So.
What? What are we talking about?
So. Okay, let's look at this first list. The 10 worst movie sequels. If this list sucks, we'll move on.
I'm telling you, I've been buzzing all night.
I can't hear anything. You're all insane. Number one. Is this it? What is this? What movie is this?
I don't know. What the fuck is he wearing? Which
one? I'm moving on. Let's see. Number two. Oh, God. The Blues Brothers 2000. Skip. Never heard of that. Nope, this list sucks. Okay.
Cancelled.
Yep.
Oh, what? You didn't know about the Saturday Night Live sequel? That's Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, whatever. Moving on. 17 bad movies with great casts.
Oh, that sounds good.
Number oh, you know what?
Didn't one of those just get brought up to us the other night?
There's a lot of buzz on this one. I remember. Remember, Cool, the sequel to Get Shorty.
I heard about that, but
it's
I
got
never
John
saw
Travolta,
it.
Uma Thurman, Vince Vaughn, Harvey Keitel, Danny DeVito.
Vaguely remember.
I remember the Rock.
I remember the poster being pretty slick because I was working in the movie theater, and it was really well done. I was like, oh, "That's a cool poster."
That was the movie where everyone kept saying, okay, so The Rock plays a gay rapper in that, and everyone was saying that he is actually gay, and that was part of his coming out. And then he was on Ellen, and he goes, I really identify with this character. He's a strong performer. He's athletic. He's gay. And then he looks at the, he spikes the camera. And I'm like, did he just come out?
What?
Look, that clip's got to be on YouTube.
I would look, but your internet sucks.
And then no one
deep.
Ever talked about it again. Whatever. I heard that was terrible, but I didn't see it. Get Shorty was pretty good, though.
It's not that bad.
Number two is Dreamcatcher. This is that Stephen King adaptation.
God, that's awful.
That is one of the one of the like funniest movies I've ever
it's
seen.
So bad.
Morgan Freeman, Jason Lee. Okay, honestly, of all these people, who is the fantastic cast besides Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman, Tom Jane, Jason Lee.
I like
Lee.
Thomas Jane.
Hey,
he's cool.
He's not the homeless guy from Arrested Development.
Yeah,
he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's playing himself
yes.
in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
That's
I
why
don't remember that.
When he was at the Dallas Comic Con, I told Joe, I was like, dude, Thomas Jane's going to be there from, like, The Mist. He's like, oh, yeah, the homeless guy from Arrested Development. He played himself.
I never really realized if it was him or someone with the same generic name.
Like, no,
I'm Tom Jane.
Him.
She's like, who?
I just remember that the only reason people went to go see this movie was because it showed
the Animatrix was the CG
the
one.
Only
the
only draw was that they
last flight of the
okay.
the Osiris.
The Osiris.
Now let's be fair.
Turn the music down a little bit.
Yeah. Dreamcatcher was an R-rated kind of a horror flick.
Wasn't this the one where aliens go up your butt?
Was involved. Yes. It why actually had one. It had a really high budget, and nobody knows why.
So bad.
It was directed by the same guy that directed Empire Strikes Back, Irvin Kershner.
Wow.
Which is just weird. It was really fucking gory in like parts like out of nowhere. It was just fucking body parts
everywhere.
Yeah, but
that's Stephen King's thing, right?
No, not really.
But at one point, there's
not
a dude. There's a dude that's like holding a gun, and then he's like, hold on, I got a call. And then he holds the gun up to the side of his face and starts having a phone conversation with his fucking invisible friend. Into the gun.
Okay.
And totally straight-faced, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Huh.
It's really
the
surreal.
Cast in question was Morgan Freeman, Tom Jane, Jason Lee, Timothy Oliphant, and Tom Sizemore. Aren't Oliphants what they call those big things in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
It's an Oliphant, Mr. Frodo! No, it's cool. We got this elf here. He'll take it down. It's an Oliphant! I never thought I'd see one, Mr. Frodo! Shut up and kiss me, Sam. In front of this majestic animal.
But get off the road.
Lick my feet hair.
All right.
Why is that your only line?
What? Why is that your,
only line?
That's all I know.
You've seen
Period.
That movie so many times.
Period.
Shoot.
It's from The Hobbit from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that's what Ian says to the elf that takes down the Oliphant.
Right. Get off the road.
Shut up. Get off the plains of Pelennor! Doesn't really work. Ian
Malcolm's like dropping water on what's her name's hand, and he's like, potatoes? You know, boil them up, mash them, stick them in a stew. What?
Ian McKellen.
What?
Really?
Ian Malcolm.
Oh.
From Lord of the Rings?
Oh.
I mean, from Jurassic Park?
I was actually picturing Ian McKellen doing that.
What
as
are you
Gandalf.
Sending me,
like
Denise?
Gandalf hitting on Ellie Sattler. That would be great.
It's pretty good.
I saw this.
A trilogy meter.
It's pretty accurate.
It is, actually.
Pretty accurate. Let's go through these real quick, then. The Contender, did anybody see that?
Mm-mm.
Moving on. Death to Smoochie. Robin Williams, my second man crush, Ed Norton.
Did you see that, Eli?
I did see that.
Dane
did
DeVito,
we see that together?
John
Were we collectively confused as fuck when that was over?
Yes, but I have to say...
Let me read the cast.
Okay.
Robin Williams, Ed Norton, Danny DeVito, John Stewart, Catherine Keener, Vincent Chevalier. Ed Norton, Catherine Keener, and Danny DeVito are all fantastic. And that, that movie was terrible.
That movie is so weird, but I give it credit for one of the best like setups for a Nazi punchline I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. I can't say that I absolutely hated that movie.
It was so weird.
It was so weird that it had me going like, huh. That what? Fucking fucked with my head.
Fuck is going on? Like, I was never bored. I was just didn't know. I didn't understand.
I watched
any
it on
of
TV,
it.
So maybe it lost some of its punch, but it I just thought it was dumb.
Oh, if you watched it on TV, then it lost all its punch. Because that movie is extremely dark and fucked up. Like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean,
well, it's got Ed Norton running around in a Barney suit the whole time, but it's kind of hard to take it seriously.
It has you wanting to figure out, okay, something's going to happen here. I got to keep watching.
Did anyone see The Brothers Grimm?
I did, actually.
I did not. So you got Matt Damon, Heath Ledger.
Matt Damon.
Lena Headey from Sarah Connor.
I really wanted to like this movie because I actually like one of Terry Gilliam's old movies.
It hit your girl spots. It's got all the girl parts that you need in it.
anyway.
Girl parts!
No, Terry Gilliam had done a movie that I really liked a long time ago. When I was a kid, I watched it. It's called The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Yeah,
so that was him. So, and I loved that movie when I was a kid. So I was like, well,
Terry Gilliam made this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His movies are always plagued by disaster.
It's just, he seems to not quite get where he wants to go. Because I know I watched, after when I found out that he made Brazil, I tried to watch that. And I'm like, this is fucking with my head too badly. I can't watch that movie.
Good. That movie was fucking weird.
I can't watch
his new movie that Heath Ledger died while he was making,
right.
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, is apparently still in production.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to like change the plot where someone else takes over the role halfway through the
this
movie.
This is actually the director that... what's her face? J.K. Rowling wanted for the Harry Potter movies. So he's actually... He has some really kind of good, epic kind of ideas. I just don't know that he can fully execute. Because this movie, I really, really wanted to like it. And I like both of these actors, but I just ended up hating it. It was terrible. It was just awful.
The next one is Mission to Mars. Not to be... Because I never heard of it. Not to be confused...
The Last Castle?
With
Red Planet.
Yeah, not to be confused with Red Planet, Val Kilmer. This is Mission to Mars with...
Oh, my God.
Tim Robbins. So, Gary Sinise, he's good.
I cannot express how much I hated this
Tim
movie.
Robbins is good. Don Cheadle is good. Are you injured? What are you doing?
Okay.
Are you shooting up?
Yeah.
Do you need to tie off? Jerry O'Connell's okay. And then some other people.
All right, wait.
Okay.
Let's go back to the one before it, because I have seen The Last Castle.
Okay, then The Last Castle.
It's not that awful, but it's not that great. It's just an odd cast. Because what's his face from Sopranos?
Oh, I've heard about this.
James Gandolfini.
He can't do anything anymore, ever again, other than...
Tony Soprano?
Yeah, because he's a colonel.
Awesome,
he's a colonel in this movie, and you're like, come
why
on.
Why is Tony Soprano in the army?
Just, like, screw a hoe and kill somebody with a bat. Like...
Let's look at
it. Is that easy?
It's a decent popcorn flick, but the whole time you're just like, come on, just like go like, hey, there he is.
Tony, bada bing.
Bada bing, hey. And he's wearing a colonel outfit, and the whole time you're like waiting for
throw
it.
Some titties in it. Just whatever.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Mission to Mars. Again, not
oh
to be
my
confused.
God. Okay,
yeah, that sucked.
We're just going to start with Gary Sinise wearing more makeup than four hookers.
Oh, man.
It is so weird. Every scene that he's in, I want to fucking slap the makeup artist for that movie right
my
across the jaw.
You remember how there were...
with, like, a fucking tree.
Remember how there were two asteroid movies, and one of them was more serious. Deep
right.
Impact was serious,
right.
And then...
Armageddon was like, explosions!
Was crazy. Okay, then they had two Mars movies. Mission to Mars was serious,
right.
And then Red Planet was silly.
It was all, like, evil
robots
or something.
Yay! But Mission to Mars was the one with aliens.
Right.
It ends like Contact, where the aliens come out and they're like, we love you, we want you to be us, we love your
we'll
face.
We grant you one alien tear. I'm like the Indian on the
right.
Highway.
What the fuck was that?
It was about us destroying the planet. I don't give a shit. It was fucking stupid. Oh my God.
Oh, moving on.
Oh, and then when, what's his name? Oh, the guy man. That was in Shawshank. I'm totally brain farting. Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Fucking pulls off his helmet in space. And I'm like, please give me some explosive decompression. Give me anything.
He just freezes.
Like, oh no, there's a leak in the spaceship. I'm gonna use my M&Ms to solve this problem, just right. like an ET. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, didn't that movie have an M&M DNA helix in it?
Yes, something. Stupid. God damn it, I hated that movie.
So,
and when I worked at fucking Target, it was one of the fucking movies that we had on the fucking show, and I had to watch it like four times every shift.
I know that pain.
I think you just triggered something.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Did I just unrepress a mental block that you had?
I think so.
All right, moving on. I don't like this. I don't like that they've put this on this list. Pleasantville.
I love this movie.
I think Pleasantville is a good movie. I think it's a very powerful film.
I love Pleasantville. Yeah,
I thought it was.
I didn't think it was really that great.
But
I think if you
can
get into it, I think you can skip the first 20 minutes. If you can get into it.
Oh, I love it.
It is really a good. It's certainly not making a very. You know, it's not making a statement you don't already know. But it's making a really good statement about society, about, you know, the traditional paradigms of the family and men and women and what's expected of you and that kind of shit. And she turns color after she jacks off for the first time. That's the best movie. And then the tree catches on fire.
Dirty pillows.
She comes so hard that her tree catches on fire.
You mean like the bush outside?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, so anyway... That movie features Tobey Maguire, Reese Witherspoon, William H. Macy, Jeff Daniels.
The acting was really good in that movie, too, actually.
Jeff Daniels was fantastic in that movie.
I thought the movie just...
Actually, I really like Reese Witherspoon.
I thought it just didn't come together.
I don't like her shitty girl movies.
Yeah. Okay. What was the first...
Legally
Pink.
Retarded.
Legally Blonde.
Yes, I like the first Legally Blonde.
Legally Pink.
I hear that the musical's actually really funny. I haven't seen it, though.
Let's say
After the reality show about casting that...
Let's say no.
Oh, my God. I want to kill myself.
Man.
Ah!
This sucks, too. Okay, Four Rooms is on here. I thought Four Rooms was good.
Never seen that.
It was okay.
Madonna, Tim Roth, Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek. It's basically four little movies, four little vignettes. It's very Quentin Tarantino style, but he just produced it. I thought Tim Roth was great in it.
One scene in
He directed one of them.
The final one where when he's in it.
No, he's not in it also, at the end. Isn't it towards the beginning?
He's the guy that does. He's the guy that's like breaking up with his. No, Bruce Willis is the guy breaking up with his girlfriend at the end.
Which is the
and
one,
he's the one that talks about Cristal.
Which is the one about the fingers? Then
the end, the last one. It's not fucking champagne. It's fucking Cristal like 30 minutes. That's the one that I kind of don't like. And that's actually the first time I think anyone ever heard of Cristal, like piss water champagne becomes $1,000 a bottle. I think it's good, actually. I think I would think it sucked now, but in 1995, when I was a teenager, I thought it was awesome. So maybe that means it sucked. I've never heard of or seen Million Dollar Hotel. Anyone else?
Nope.
Okay, moving on. Bonfire of the Vanities I have not seen.
I haven't either, actually.
Anyone else?
It's okay for its time, but if you tried watching it now, you'd be like, that's stupid. Because it was like, during that time period of the late 80s, where movies were... kind of told they were in a very still like 50s fashion where it's like it's very formulated sort of movie, so
okay.
And if you watch it today, you're gonna be like, that movie sucks.
Has anyone seen Bobby from 2006?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. It was
cast Anthony Hopkins, Helen Hunt,
Joshua Jackson, Heather Graham,
Lawrence Fishburne, Shia LaBeouf, William H. Macy, Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, lots of people.
I remember when this came out. It wasn't...
Holy shit, Helen Hunt was in a movie? What the fuck happened to her?
The last thing I saw her in was Contact, and then What Women Want.
Contact?
That was Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, they're the same person. Jodie Foster's a lesbian.
One of those women...
Bobby was in... Dyke. It was a lot of famous people, and you're like,
yeah,
hey,
her wife
I did not know
attractive.
That until recently.
What?
Well, she's not out in Hollywood, but everyone knows she is. She and her wife is not attractive. She is?
She has been for years.
She has been for a while, yeah.
I did not know that for a long time.
I didn't know that.
Until like a couple weeks ago, actually. Like,
I will say, though, that I've seen her boobs.
That's good.
Yay, so you saw Nell?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Which nullifies anything else you could say about her.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep. It's an accomplishment. Ocean's 12, I didn't see.
Anybody else?
I was going to name that before I even looked at the list.
But you liked 11?
Yeah, Ocean's 11 is fine. Ocean's 13.
Did you like 1 through 10?
Shut up. Yes. But 2, 4, and 6 were the best. Much better than 7 and 8 ever could
right.
have been.
It's always the even number ones.
Until you hit 10. 10 is a pile of shit.
Yeah, the 12th?
12 and 13 were like... so subpar to the...
Let's do this movie again.
Ocean's 11 was still, like, far and away the best of the three.
And it was a remake.
Yeah.
On top of that.
I liked 13. 13 was better. 13 was like a dude, we're sorry for that retarded thing we did last time.
Right.
The only cool thing about 12 is that badass like French
the
song.
The fucking laser scene.
That song was awesome.
Bordering on just kind of retarded, ridiculous though.
But the music was
that song made that whole scene.
Okay, next you've got Troy, which I think we can all agree was a steaming pile of turds.
God, that movie fucking pissed me off. It was so terrible.
Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom,
the coolest
Vanna.
Fucking scene in the whole movie was like 2 minutes.
Peter O'Toole.
Is that when
the stab to the shoulder
stab
thing?
That was
awesome.
I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be a little different. Check some. Oh no, this
and that was in the trailer.
And that was
it's like
that
three
trailer.
Hours yeah, too.
Not also, like... fucking James Horner did the score for that and recycled the goddamn Klingon theme from Star Trek 2 again. That's while they're fucking storming the beaches, so it's like fucking boats and shit are coming up and. I'm like, why is this happening?
Then you've got, in the same vein, you've got Alexander with Colin Farrell.
Oh, that was near.
I never saw that.
I heard they cut it short because
his junk was so. Literally, this is what they said. This is true. He is so well endowed that they thought if they left it in the way that it was, that it would become the movie with Colin Farrell's huge dick in it. And then,
honestly, that
would have been a better fate for Alexander than the shitty movie that no one liked.
I sat through Troy, but I could not sit through Alexander.
After seeing Troy, it came out the same year, I didn't care.
Oh, that was terrible.
Sword and Sandal kind of got ruined for you?
Yeah, pretty much. Shields, I'm off it.
Shorts,
Shields. Colin Farrell, Angelina Jolie, Val Kilmer, Anthony Hopkins, Jared Leto, and Rosario Dawson. It's a pretty good cast. Suicide Kings, 1997.
Yes, saw it.
Didn't see it.
Very subpar.
It was Christopher Walken, Dennis Leary.
They built it up to be like, oh man, this is going to be like, this is around when everybody was trying to cash in on Pulp Fiction. So they tried to play it off as like, it's very cool and stylized. And then we watch it and we're like, what the fuck is this? This sucks.
Last one, Judgment Night, 1993. Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., Dennis Leary, Jeremy Piven, Stephen Dorff.
Yes. Saw it.
Wow, that's totally an all-star cast of people I give a shit about.
In 93 it was,
For 93
bro.
It was.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yes, I saw this. And
wait,
it's
even in
90, awful.
Was Stephen Dorff ever anything?
No, he was.
He was
Daywalker.
In Blade. Like
that's the last thing I remember.
Daywalker. And Cuba Gooding Jr.
He was awesome in that.
Fucking lick
the
my
only
sack.
Thing that was interesting about Judgment Night was it was the first time that they started having like bands of the era start to collaborate. So you had like Pearl Jam collaborate with like Soundgarden or something. And
well,
they
had a band called Temple of the Dog.
Well, no. But for this soundtrack specifically.
They had a band called Temple of Your Mom.
They had a bunch of bands get together. It was really odd. Like, they'd have rappers get together.
You know that happened a lot in the mid-90s where the soundtrack was better than the movie? You remember
Spawn?
That? Yeah. Soundtracks used to get all the play, and no one gives a shit about that stuff anymore. Let's look at this thing that Denise threw out here. The trilogy meter. I've looked through it. I agree with all of it. Basically, it just says...
No, you don't.
Well, then maybe I haven't seen all of it.
Look at the fucking Jurassic Park one. The rating I guess for Jurassic Park 1 is like a 6.
Wait,
that should be a 10.
Where is it? It doesn't really give anything a 10, though, besides Jaws.
I will
say the order of decline, the declination of the movies, I agree. Okay, so Star Wars. You've got 1 is like a 9, 2 is a 10, and then 3 should have been lower. Than what seems to be about a 7. Indiana Jones goes like 1.88. That's probably, in my book, it's more like...
Oh.
I just like the third one so much.
Temple of Doom needs to be ranked much lower.
I don't like Temple of Doom.
Wait,
I just thought it was fun, but...
Mine would go like Ark 10, Doom 6 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a 7 or 8 for the last one.
Yeah.
The Matrix is right. The Matrix goes
yes,
9.5, like 4, 3, 4, and then 1.
There was like a little bit of redeeming value in 2.
Well, the reason you're still enthusiastic at that point. You're going into it with an open.
There were still cool scenes though.
Like the chase scene was
and
pretty
the
cool.
Truck,
the highway and like the fancy room that they did the fight in. Yeah. It was like pretty
the
cool.
Third one. It only got awesome with the robot mix.
And that wasn't enough to save it.
Yeah, the problem with that is those are the worst design mechs I've ever seen in my life.
They looked cool.
No, they didn't. You're they wrong. Did. You were incredibly wrong.
Wow.
How can I be wrong with an opinion? Her.
Be nice to Denise.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to have sex with you.
Okay.
That's true.
So he doesn't care what you think.
So just trust me on this one. Okay. You're wrong. They're bad men.
All right, so let's go to this Oscar list because I'm looking at it. And
hang on. We're not done with the trilogy meter.
No, whatever.
Trilogy meter!
I don't have the trilogy meter.
Here,
so.
You can look at mine too.
But then I can't see.
They only
Hold
list
on.
The,
oh my God.
They only list the first three Star Treks.
I sent it to you, didn't
I?
And they don't. They have one way too high. That's stupid. Superman. They've got pretty much right.
Superman.
I don't remember any
Superman
of those
they've got at like...
Dude, Gene Hackman is Lex Luthor.
Seven.
Will never be topped.
Like a 7, an 8, and then like a 2. And number 2 was so much better than all the rest of them. 3 was ridiculous. And 4, oh my
Dude,
God.
Dude, Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, no. 4 was the... be nice to the planet. I'm solar powered. Check my shit out.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw nukes into the sun.
Yeah, and then... yeah, just bad. Jurassic Park
is
this,
wrong.
This is just wrong because number one's a 10.
No. Let's be honest here. It's a 9.5.
Okay,
9.95. X-Men. It goes.
That's wrong.
6.71.
That should be 7.10. One.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything about X2.
Spider-Man's way off.
It is.
Spider-Man, they give 1 a 5. I'd go like 10-8-1.
I'd go 8-10-1.
Right. I would go
7. I'll give you that. I would go 7-9, and then I never saw 3 because I'm not stupid.
You really never saw it?
I've never seen it.
You really should.
Good for you.
It's not as bad as Indy 4, but it's
I've never
it's in
seen
that same
Spider-Man
vein.
3. I've never seen Batman.
You want my
Robin.
Free copy that came with my PS3?
You got to understand something, though. Okay, you're mature enough now to not be let down by Batman and Robin.
True.
So to see it is like to see the face of Satan.
Sort of like an experiment in lunacy or
Did
just
you
like,
watch the riff tracks of that with
I
us?
Wasn't here for that.
No, that's right. You just gave us the file.
I would at least watch the riff tracks of it. And I would probably watch the riff tracks of Spider-Man 3. I didn't see the Batman one either, but it's so bad, man. It's so...
So bad, man.
So
bad,
man.
Robin.
It's... It's hard even to express into words...
Let's go. Keep going.
Lord of the Rings.
That's wrong.
It gives it straight eights.
That's wrong.
I'd say it goes like 9, 7, 10. 10.5.
Really?
Well, it's a 9, 7. I'm going to give it 9, 7, and then 10, 7, 8, 10 for all four endings for Return of the King.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Mad Max, I don't remember them being 3 movies.
Am I alone then in not liking the third movie?
You are wrong about that. I'm sorry about that.
Epic Warfare with giant elephants and like
and then
souls
it makes me cry. That
mm-hmm.
movie makes me cry every time I see it.
Okay, when they're all there up at the top of the city
no,
and everybody fucking kneels.
No one
kneels,
bows to you.
Yeah, I lose
I'm
it.
Like, oh my God, oh, the Hobbit saved everybody.
For right now, it was all worth it. For this one moment.
You're such pussies.
He'll never heal, but he saved everyone. I love that movie.
Whatever.
10, to me, is...
You are a bunch of fag bags.
10's the one that got Best Picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because they had to.
They were saving it up. They were like, oh, you're going to make King Kong? Oh, yeah, we're going to give you that. Whatever.
Here, just take it.
Okay, I don't remember there being 3 Mad Maxes, but 2 was pretty good. Jaws, it goes 10-3-4.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Would you even give the other two a 3 and a 4?
No, they'd both be like 1.
I've seen 2 and 3, and I don't remember anything from them at all. Except 2 had an orca that washed up on the shore with like a bite taken out of it, and I was like, killer whale got eaten by a shark! That's all that I remember.
The third one?
That's all I remember. Was Jaws 3D.
Yeah,
was
Jaws
3D.
Jaws 3D. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're wrong about Back to the Future. They call Back to the Future like 9-6-6.
It should be 9-6-8.
I'd say it's...
9-6-8.
You think 3 is better than 2?
Yes, I do.
What?
It is a better movie.
I like 2 the best. So
yeah,
2
is my favorite.
Everybody needs to
Now,
up.
I know that 1's
no.
a better movie, but 2,
2
is my favorite.
2 is my favorite.
2 has more like flashy, special effects-y stuff. 3, as a character piece, is like...
I know. Whatever.
I guess. It was just so
Seriously,
hokey.
Doc
with
Brown
the
and the fucking Wild West
a Western?
Was awesome.
Such a hole.
That was so kind of corny.
No, it was great. I just don't think it was as good as 2. I do think that they make one fantastic movie.
Yeah.
One great 6-hour, 7-hour movie.
How many characters are like recast between 1 and 2?
I know,
never
it's
even
awesome.
Noticed.
Well, yeah, magic. The dad. Yeah. I mean, come on, George Crispin McFly.
Didn't you say, was it the here that we were talking about? Yeah. Crispin Glover didn't want
And Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. So weird.
Huh. And, but then they also managed to get back so many people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That is wrong. Die Hard 2 is the one that takes place at the airport, right?
Yeah.
That's like a two, if a one, maybe.
That's right.
I love really three. Gonna give it, I know three is campy and shitty, but I love
three. Three was Samuel? Better than two.
Yeah.
Which one?
Three is good because whenever Samuel L. Jackson makes him wear the sandwich board, it's all racist. Like, go walk down MLK Boulevard.
No, he doesn't make him wear that. He finds him wearing that because Shoot the Glass makes him wear it.
I did like that.
Yeah, that's way wrong.
That's the one with what's his face in it? Jeremy Irons.
That should
right?
be
like, the bad guy.
That should be like 10-1-8. Because two.
Oh, you have
two,
a lot of hate for two.
Two was okay. Stupid.
Like really, I'm gonna really give dumb. I'm gonna give two a little bit of credit for the same reason that I give Temple of Doom credit. It's clearly the worst if you're ignoring Indy 4 because we are, and you know,
right,
Iron 4. But they both contain like the most iconic image of the hero.
What, like, the swinging at the helicopter?
No, I'm still not going to...
No, exploding up in the ejector seat.
Oh,
exploding
that's
up
true.
As, like, as ridiculous as that sounds, that is the image that I
always
associate.
I was
maybe associate.
Six the last time I saw that. I don't remember.
I don't even think of that.
I think of his bandaged feet.
I think of Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Because that movie's so awful, they were able to put it on normal TV.
They're right about Blade. They give Blade like a 7-8-1.
It's more of a 7-12-1.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Vampires explode
Eli,
better in Blade 2 than they
Eli
ever have in any other movie.
Fucking before work one morning, because we're retarded, went to go see that movie like the day it came out.
And it was so
like,
badass.
It was so awesome. We went straight to work, got like six more people, and went straight back to the theater and watched it again. That movie made me so happy destroy vampires. It was just like, oh, it's so badass. That was Snipes, where are you broken?
On a work day?
They have like fireflies
inside them. You're
not
the boss
them.
Of me, so.
And I don't work there anymore.
And I already got fired for that shit once, so whatever. Double Jeopardy can't fire me for it again, bitches.
Actually, they can.
Yeah,
Damn it!
Planet of the Apes. Whatever. They yeah, fuck it.
There were three movies.
Godfather. That's there's like six.
Absolutely right.
Godfather 9-10-1 is what it says.
That's absolutely right.
I've never seen any of them.
Actually, one deserves
what?
All.
No, two is so superior to one. Because Robert De Niro's in it, and Robert De Niro gets 5 points by himself.
The first one had a really good character study of Al Pacino's character.
So
sure, but
I don't know. I would have to say they were even.
Rocky,
like, dead even.
8-7-7.
I don't know about that because
I don't remember it.
The second one has where he wins the belt from Apollo Creed with one arm and makes a stew, and in the third one he fights Mr. T.
With the arm?
In the third one, he fights Mr. T and Hulk,
necklace stew.
And Hulk Hogan is in it.
Four is the Russian, right?
Yes, four is
whatever
like...
Whatever he hits,
I must break
he
you.
Destroys.
Four doesn't even fit on this chart because it takes up the whole screen.
I can't believe we're actually still talking about this.
Almost done. Terminator. It goes like a 6-10-2. I would say it's more like 6-10-4.
I'd give three a little bit more credit than
which
most
one's three?
Yeah.
The three with
three?
The chick?
I think, with Claire Danes. I think it was enjoyable.
Yeah,
I liked the whole movie. It wasn't
it was
as good as two.
It was a popcorn flick. It was
yeah, right. There's nothing
there
special
was good
about
explosions
it.
And cool
it's
stunts.
An action sequence for 2.5 hours. There's almost no words in it.
Yeah, I mean, I could buy that.
Terminator 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time, though. Rambo goes like 9.5. 5-5.
Right. And if 4 was on there, it would be like a 17.
It'd have its own website.
Oh God,
Batman
so
is not worth talking about. Alien, it says 9-10-2.
That is correct.
That's
that
about
is,
right.
That's
huh?
right.
That is...
Cameron did the same
unashamedly
thing.
Wrong.
Why? You like
because
3?
Because it's 9-10-6.5.
You like 3 that much?
What
yes.
was 3?
On
the
prison planet?
One?
Yes.
Like, but that's where they introduce alien vision.
Yeah, I think maybe it could deserve a better score.
3? Okay.
But second was far superior.
Here's the thing. Everybody hates 3 because it starts with Newt getting fucking mutilated.
Yeah.
Okay? The shock of that happening shuts everyone down and they're just like, fuck everything. Once you get past that and you watch the director's cut of the movie, it's fucking awesome.
I probably haven't seen the director.
Fox
cut.
Rapes the shit out of that movie when they released it theatrical. They like cut out whole plot lines. That
I do know that there's like 7 cuts of it, just like Blade Runner.
Not
Can
many.
I also say this?
What?
Can I also say that I don't think Blade Runner is that good of a movie?
You can say it. Oh, I mean, you should have said that. You can open earlier. Your mouth and form those words.
Yeah, you should have said that earlier with the stuff that you don't agree with.
Does no one think that?
I've never seen it.
I cannot believe it looks as good as it does.
No. Okay, close your eyes. It looks great. It looks like it came out yesterday. That's fine. It's
amazing.
It identifies, like, it creates the vision of the future that people have been borrowing from for a decade. That's fine. But the pacing is so poor in that movie that you are, like, asleep halfway through it.
It's an older movie, and I associate it with, like, an elderly paced movie,
and it's so
though.
Film noir, like, which I think is just
Escape
campy
from New York
and shitty.
Or any movies like that where, yeah, the pacing is considerably slower.
Escape from New York.
Like, I like Escape from New York, even though a lot of people don't like it, but it's slow a lot of times.
I think my problem with Blade Runner is that I saw it, like, last year for probably the first time all the way through, and I've seen so much other sci-fi that's borrowed from it that I'm a little bit jaded by what I think that movie should have done.
It's like maybe reading Watchmen for some people for the first time because it's long and drawn out, and people think
that I've been sitting on that comic.
And it's not as relevant now. Wait, have you never read it?
I picked it up like as soon as the movie buzz started, and then I started telling myself to wait because I think I'm going to be one of those people that's like,
watch the movie.
The comic was so much better. I think I just want to see the movie for what it is, and then go back and read the comic.
I don't know if you're going to read all the comic because if you're worried about the pacing from
oh, God.
Blade Runner.
Parts of that thing drags out. There's so much extra.
The Watchmen
crap.
Is like, we're going to go into great depth to tell you a lot about what's going on here. Because that's what changed comics. Because people were like, wait a minute, why is this so thick? Like, what are all these, like...
That's what she said.
What are all these word bubbles? Like, I don't understand.
Wow. Thanks for that delayed reaction, Denise.
No, I would never.
Sure. I don't know. For some people, I think Watchmen will be a very difficult read because we talk about how, like, it revolutionized the way that storytelling of graphic novels is done, and then you read it and it's like a fucking Bible because it's so big.
Oh, on that note, that's what she said. drop the ball on that.
No, I was just going to let it hang.
That's what she said.
Ta-da. On that note, talking about, can I mention the book club real quick?
Yeah, but no one's going to hear this.
Yeah,
you should have mentioned it on the...
Shut up, I know. But yeah, this is the last... this is the last week for World War Z, which I guess by the time this hits the website, it'll be over and we would have chosen a new book. But it was great for everybody who participated. We had a nice, lively discussion, and hopefully we'll continue on with the next book.
You should bring
that
stuff up
during
the actual show.
I know, if you remind me, I would...
I'd not
blame
my job.
You completely.
I make my schedule. Your job to talk about book clubs. Sorry.
I meant to.
So, that's it. Post show for Podcast 46 over. Thank you for your support. Thanks for donating. Thanks for subscribing and whatnot. We're done. Oh, I thought that was the end. That was going to be a good time to fade out. On the world.
You're such an asshole.